Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the prod department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Hey, my name is Elizabeth Bailey, and I just found out about this charge on my bank account, and she said it was for Grubhubs or whatever, and it's for a Dyson cleaner. I don't even recall doing anything like that. I don't recall that. Nobody else in my family could have done it, and so I would just like the refund.
Okay, well, I'm going to first need to pull up the account so I can see what's going on there. And then we can go from there on that. Can I have the first and last name, please? And can you please provide me with the zip code?
Elizabeth Bailey. The zip code is 75071.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm looking for that name as we speak with that zip code. Thank you for your patience. Okay. Can I please have the shipping address, ma'am?
317 Wendola, Wendola Drive, McKinney, Texas, 75071.
Thank you. Okay. I have gone ahead and pulled up an account with that information, ma'am. Thank you so much. Allow me just a moment to review this account.
That's fine. Thank you.
I'm here. I'm just reviewing the account still.
That's okay. That's okay.
I can... Okay. Sorry, I was just reading over notes and everything. So I'm showing this is for the ByteHub meal planning app, ma'am. This was initially created back on 4/7, ma'am, when you entered into a contest for Dyson's vacuum. As it stated in the terms and conditions, you were going to be also signing up for the meal planning app called Bites Hub, and you would be billed the $59.89 each month that you're enrolled as a member. That was going to be a monthly subscription. If you did not want to receive that, we initially entered into that contest for the Dyson's vacuum. You're supposed to opt out of that. Otherwise, it would be signed up with that submission into the contest for the Dyson's vacuum. Now, we strictly only service the meal planning app. We do not service the contest entry. The contest committee would be the one servicing that. Do you remember doing anything like that back on 4/7, ma'am?
I don't know. I don't remember, but okay. I use DoorDash.
Okay.
I don't use ByteHub.
ByteHub is a meal planning app. It's different from like DoorDash. DoorDash is where you order food from places. ByteHub is a meal planning app. So that allows you to use everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out cravings. It provides you with recipes. It provides you with a meal planning, like a meal plan setup, like in the app, like where you can log what you are going to have on Wednesday, like a calendar. That type of thing. It's separate, different things.
Okay.
It doesn't do ordering. It does helps you plan your meals and what you can eat each night.
I don't recall doing that, but
it's fine, ma'am. I just have to ask these questions. I apologize. Sometimes people misunderstand what it is, and when you give them more information, they're like, "Oh wait, I did do that." So I have to. It's part of the process.
All right.
I apologize.
That's fine. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. And no one else in your household did that or created an account or entered a contest for the Dyson's vacuum or anything like that. Okay. Well, I will be more than happy to assist you with filing this as fraud, ma'am. Now, I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for any of these charges, ma'am?
They said, no, they said I had to talk to y'all first.
Okay. Well, I will be happy to assist you with filing a fraud claim today, ma'am. Now, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address on this account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online, ma'am. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud for you today?
Yes, because I don't recall doing it, and I'm not, you know what? I want my money back.
You don't recall doing this, ma'am, so you would like to proceed forward with fraud?
That's correct.
What you said? Okay. I just want to make sure I heard you right, because you kept breaking up for a second.
Okay.
I will go ahead and file this as fraud. Please stand in line while I file this as fraud, and I'll be working on the refund for your fraud claim.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I am still here. I'm just getting that file as fraud for you, ma'am.
That's all right. That's all right.
Thank you for your patience while I get this taken care of for you. Okay, I have got the account file as fraud. I'm just working on your refunds for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your patience. You sound like you got your hands full over there.
Just multitasking.
We got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have kids.
God, I know it.
That's where those skills come in handy. The best. If you can't, you screwed.
That's exactly
to be frank.
Right.
To be frank.
Well, I think, yeah, you work with so many kids at work that you have to do it there too.
Mm-hmm. I don't work with kids at work, so I don't have to do it there for me.
That's
but
good.
I have siblings.
Like kids.
I can agree to that statement. but I have siblings, so.
Oh, huh.
I grew up in a house with a lot of siblings younger than me, so how to learn that.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. I feel bad for my mom. I know I was not helping. I added fuel to that fire. What is that saying? They say your kids are just as, or 10 times worse than how you were. I'm nervous.
Well, I don't,
with
you
that
know what?
Bit, you know,
I think that was a threat from your mother. I don't think, I didn't, they, I don't think that was bad.
They say so that. Bad. They say that. I was just like, a,
trying to scare you.
Right. Don't be bad. Don't be bad. Your children can be worse than you.
You know, they try to tell you that, though, mm-hmm. at an age where you could not care less.
Right. Like, wait till, like, 13 when you actually understand what that means. Not at, like, yeah. 4 or 5 or 7. We'll just look at you like, what?
Right.
I'm too young for kids. Why are you mentioning this? I don't care. Oh, Lord. Yes, that is. I'm yeah, almost done with the refunds for you.
Oh,
whatever.
Move, but, yeah.
No. No, but that's just crazy. You have any kids, ma'am?
I've got, my boys are grown there, but yeah, I had two.
Were they close in age?
They were 4 years apart, so
oh,
now
that's
they're
good.
26 and 30. Yeah, that it was my own form of birth control because yeah. that first one, I was like, my God, I'm worn out.
Yeah, get it. And it's worse because when they have them close in age. I know I have two twin sisters.
I think I was committed
suicide. Yep, I have two like twin I'm sisters, done. And they just look at each other, don't even talk, look, and cause chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I feel bad for my mom on that, dealing with them. They were miracle babies, too.
Oh.
Okay, so I've got the last refund issued for you. So all three refunds for the month of 5/24 of 2022. It looks like 5/7 of 2022 and then 4/7
okay.
of 2022. It bills every 30 days. So that's okay. why it was a little close within range. That have all been refunded for you, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate you.
February has one short of a couple
uh-huh.
days. So depending when it was initially signed up, that's how it bills every 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. And I have the confirmation number whenever you are ready. Just let me know.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So your refund confirmation number for the 4/7/2022 charge, that is going to be 712-987-3152, and that's a total refund of $59.89 for that charge.
Okay.
You ready for the next confirmation number?
Yes.
The next one is going to be for the...
Hello?
1 second. I have that duplicated. Okay. The actual next one, I apologize, is going to be for the 5/7 charge of 2022. And that is a full refund of $59.89. That confirmation number is 7216727686.
Okay. Sorry.
You found okay, me. Would you like me to repeat that?
It's just 72167.
72167 27686.
Okay.
I know that one's a tongue twister. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is going to be for the 524. Charge on 2022, and that you were billed the total of $59.89. Your refund will be $59.89. And that confirmation number is 726175683.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And you'll see all those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days. That does not include weekends or holidays, so there is a holiday weekend coming up. And Monday would still be a holiday, so you may not see that till, I would say, Wednesday at the latest.
Wednesday.
The following Wednesday, just because sometimes they're closed an extra day.
That's fine.
Yes, I just would say at Wednesday at latest you should see it. If you don't see it at Wednesday of next week, then please do give us a call back.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I think you covered it. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can do?
I think that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.